Unit 5, Turning Points, pages 128 to 129.
When less becomes more. Traveling? Fun. Packing? Not so much fun. We all know the dilemmas that face us before traveling. What to bring and what to leave behind. Interestingly, Daniel Kramer doesn't have that problem. When he decides to get up and go, he just takes his entire house with him, literally. Daniel is one of the thousands of people who have turned to tiny housing as a solution to their financial difficulties. What is considered a tiny house? It's a house that is under 400 square feet. It is sometimes built on wheels, depending on the needs of the individual. Today, the high cost of living has made it almost impossible for many young people to make ends meet. Living in a tiny home helps to lower all monthly payments, including rent or mortgage, water and electricity bills, and taxes. Recently, poverty-stricken neighborhoods in different parts of the United States have chosen to build rows of tiny houses for the homeless. This move has saved the lives of many people who, until now, have had to survive the snow and rain in uninsulated tents. Living in a tiny house doesn't only have a positive effect on your bank account. Some people feel that opting for this lifestyle has made them feel more content with life in general. Why is this so? As Kramer put it, "I got tired of running the rat race to earn more and buy more just so I could owe more. Most of the material objects I had attained weren't useful or satisfying anyway." Kramer and other tiny homeowners have found that focusing on nature, family, and friends has helped them attain happier and less stressful lives. We are not the only creatures who have benefited from this trend to downsize. Wildlife have also gained from this new housing arrangement. Smaller homes mean less land for building, which leaves more land for the wildlife around us. Furthermore, living in tiny homes benefits the environment by limiting the amount of heating, cooling, and lighting necessary. This, in turn, decreases the amount of energy that we consume daily. The turn to the tiny house movement is not limited to the United States. The trend has spread to countries such as Germany, Spain, Britain, and Japan, and therefore, it is worth taking it seriously. It seems there are more and more Daniel Kramers out there, people who have gotten tired of trying to achieve the American dream of a big house and a big car. To them, with good reason, living big has more to do with the size of their heart than the size of their home.